USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
These illegal caravans will not be allowed into the United States, and they should turn back now.
President Trump talking tough on immigration as the caravan gets closer to the U.S. border with Mexico. The president speaking in Washington, D.C., saying Democrats want to bring illegal aliens into our country.
When you get hit in the face with a rock, which, as you know, it was very violent a few days ago, very, very violent.
The president says the military will not put up with violence at the border.
Anybody throwing stones, rocks, like they did to Mexico and the Mexican military, Mexican police, where they badly hurt police and soldiers of Mexico, we will consider that a firearm.
And there are reports President Trump considering State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert for the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. post. The former Fox News anchor would replace Nikki Haley, who's leaving at the end of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Without any hesitation, he wanted four more years of strong Republican leadership at the State House in Georgia.
To the campaign trail we go. Vice President Mike Pence in Dalton, Georgia, headlining a rally for Republican Brian Kemp, who's running for governor.
I heard Oprah is in town today. And I heard Will Ferrell was going door to door the other day. Well, I'd like to remind Stacey and Oprah and Will Ferrell, I'm kind of a big deal too.
And indeed, Oprah in Marietta, Georgia, endorsing Democrat Stacey Abrams for governor.
She's a woman who dared believe that she could change the state of Georgia. And she is dynamic. She is so inspired and inspiring. She's bold.
And the latest NBC Marist poll shows Republican Kemp ahead of Democrat Abrams by 2 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The very latest now on Google employees walking off the job. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Thursday at 11:10 a.m. local time, Google employees around the world walked out of their jobs as a way to protest workplace culture that they say promotes and protects perpetrators of sexual harassment. Google employee Sam Dutton told Fox News why he walked out.
In support of anyone in any workplace who has been harassed, and to ensure that perpetrators are not protected and not rewarded.
A true giant of Major League Baseball passes away. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
McKenney with a double, and the Giants have won it.
That's legendary Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully with the call, showing the opposing giant, Willie McCovey, some love in his final appearance in July of 1980. McCovey blasted 521 career home runs, his inspirational play prompting the San Francisco Giants to place a bronze statue of him as the centerpiece of McCovey Point outside San Francisco's AT&T Park. When it was dedicated in 2003, McCovey told his adoring fans,
I guess I've come a long ways from that young guy in Mobile, Alabama, to having a statue here in San Francisco. Thank you.
McCovey died on Wednesday after some health problems. He was 80. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.